Did you ever experience any hint, even, that there was preparation for extraterrestrial life on Mars, or how NASA these days is thinking about life on other planets?
Well, yes, but not maybe not the kind of extraterrestrial life you may be thinking of. The there's a woman that I interviewed who does. She's involved in what's called planetary protection, and the concern is actually that we will be bringing aliens to wherever we land in the form of microbes,
right.
Bacteria, and so if you want to look at what is on this planet, you want to make sure you're not sort of seeding it yourself and going, oh, look at this stuff here. Oh,
right.
No, that was Chuck. Sorry.
Right.
That
right.
came from Chuck's boot. So they are certainly it's all on a microbial
scale.
Yeah.
But they
right.
you didn't hear anything where they're talking about, where somebody who's leading something as an aside mentions what they once saw or what some of the other astronauts have said they saw when it came to some sort of spacecraft, which we've heard from, more on the sly from some of the astronauts who say, I saw a UFO in space. There wasn't anything like that.
No, I came across in one of the, and I wish I could tell you which one it was because I don't have it here. I didn't actually put it in the book, but it was this wonderful moment on one of the, I don't know if it was Gemini or which one it was, but I'm going through, all of the mission transcripts are online and you can read them. But there's this moment, and I wish I could tell you which mission it was. One of the astronauts says, hey, do you hear that? Do you hear that? It sounds like singing. And the other guy goes, yeah, I do. That's really weird. What do you think it is? I don't know. And then like 10 pages later, there it is again. Wow, it's really eerie. Do you think we should tell him? No. So that was, I don't know, who knows what that was, but it sounded like, and I'm imagining it was sort of like,
yeah,
like
really.
That sort of thing, not
right.
somebody going, well, jump down, turn around.
Right. You can't always get what you want by the Stones or something like that. Right.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Right.
No, I think it was probably like a, in the beginning of Star Trek.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. How come
anyway,
that didn't make the cut for the book?
It just didn't really fit. I didn't cover. It was really
that's interesting.
It didn't really fit the topic, but it was a kind of a cool. If I find it, I'll email because you might.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that. And that's again, we're talking with Mary Roach. The most recent book is Packing for Mars. So we're trying to make up for our lack of science knowledge by talking about her science books. You'll enjoy all of them, but you can link up to Mary Roach's work through coasttocoastam.com. Okay, but like there was that guy they were experimenting with, the dead guy. Talking about microbes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember from the book. It was right.
Yeah.
They were because they couldn't get the results they wanted from a regular subject.
Well, here's what they were doing. This was when we were going to go back to the moon and have a full time base there.
Right.
Okay, they were building the capsule that was going to carry the astronauts to the moon, the
right.
Orion capsule. And the capsule, this is, space capsules don't have any landing gear. They just, a couple of parachutes come out and they come down and they, boom, they hit the ground. Or in this case, it was going to be an ocean landing. And ocean landings are a little tricky because if it's rough seas, if there's a storm, if the wind is blowing, you don't know quite which way it's going to hit the wave. And some unpredictable things happen. And they wanted to make sure, essentially, they were doing a crash test, and they wanted to make sure, since they're going to be wearing these suits, these elaborate suits, which have some hard pieces where the joints are, and if you smash into the side, is that hard ring from the arm of the suit going to break an arm or something like that? And you don't want to put that on a live person and say, see how that feels when we
right.
toss it.
Right.
So,
get back to us on that.
Yeah, get back to us. That didn't go well.
Right.
So they were doing some cadaver tests, similar to what, and in fact, it was being done at a transportation research center where they test on. They'll do automotive safety testing, and sometimes with the mannequins, and sometimes in this
right.
case, because it was sort of a specialized situation with the spacesuit, and wanting to know what would that do to the arm. In this case, they were looking at the arm, and so they did the, you know, they do a, I won't give you all the details, but they do a little impact test, and then they autopsied his arm, the dead guy, to see what happened. Was the arm broken? What kind of bruising was there? How dangerous would this be? Because they've got it all set up where they know exactly how much force and what direction the force is in, and so that's what they were, that's what they were up to with the. And I have to say, if you're going to donate your body to science, how cool to be an astronaut?
Yeah, you know, right. Cheapest way to get into space. Unfortunately, you're dead.